You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
She called pest control, and when she was sprayed, she never was bothered again.
You know, you wouldn't think it, but sometimes this pause where I talk comes around sooner than expected. Doesn't seem to always go at the same time. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's me. And you are in tune to WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee, or WYXR.org. This is Robert Gordon and the Idle Hour. Thank you, Liv, Midtown Hellion. Liv, for the crooked beat. That's right. We're going to kick it off with some local Al Capone today from his Blues Main record, and then we'll see where we go.
There's a world of difference between the modern home environment of integrated electric information and the classroom. Written.
Hey, it's Al Capone, Omaha. And I'm bringing y'all a new style of blues. We're going to turn up on this one. I'm talking about get real litty in the city. Yeah.
Sip some yak, smoke a blunt, trap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
Put all the money in and let it roll with you.
When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot.
Now every time I roll them dice, I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again. When I heard something behind me, I turned around and there was a big old car. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in it.
Hang on, we're working it out.
Oh, I forgot I had that gig tonight.
Let's give it to Kim Tolliver.
I sure don't feel like it. My man is gone. And I feel so down. There's no way. They don't have no idea how I feel inside. I guess I'd better get my gowns together.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take time to welcome all of y'all out tonight. You're a wonderful crowd tonight. But listen, no show is complete without a band. How about giving the band a big round of applause?
Up, put on my makeup so no one can see I've been crying. Get my music together, makes no difference whether I'm heart hurting. I don't feel like trying. Tonight I won't see his face. His place will be an empty space. He found another.
She's an actress, a singer, a model. She was born in Tennessee, Cleveland raised. Get ready to meet me, the wonderful, the marvelous, the charming, the fantastic, the wonderful Miss Kim Tolliver.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! If you feel good, clap your hand. If you feel good, clap your hand. If you feel good, clap your hand. Do you feel good? Clap your hand. Do you feel all right? Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure being here. Thank you so much.
man, Kim Tolliver ain't messing around. How about it? That's from Alex Sabinas, his label called Soul for Real, that's right. And he brought that, dropped it by the radio station one day for me, and we've been featuring it since. It just hasn't quite left my record bag, because every time I play it, it's like, are they really going to do that? Oh, they are. It's great. Started the set off with Al Capizzi, Al Capone, oh boy. The Blues Rap Main. From the extended LP, we heard Turn Up Blues. For y'all who caught him down at the Memphis OG set at Riverbeat a week or two ago. In the middle there, we had, well, you heard us. We don't know how to pronounce your name. I'll have to ask Marcella. Taliba Sophia from Memphis doing Black Magic, pulling on some High Water Records grooves there, the great High Water label out of the University of Memphis, featuring so many great blues bands. She was given opportunity to sample what she wanted and created a great record called Black Magic, and that was the title track. We heard Jerry Reed, some of Jerry Reed, doing When You're Hot, You're Hot. But boy, that CD player just spat it out at me, like aiming at my head. Didn't like it, don't know why. So we slipped in that Kim Tolliver, and now that the music done run out, Cedric Burnside. From his latest, I Be Trying, The World Can Be So Cold.
Sometimes life ain't what you expect it to be. It can throw you things you cannot see. No matter how heartbreaking, no matter wrecking you bring, the world don't hold, it don't owe you a thing. The world can be so cold. The world can be so cold. The world can be so cold. Start. He's gonna try to tear your life apart. You got to be strong in the thick of the smoke. You got to pray to God for a way to cope. The world can be so cold. The world.
You know I don't want to leave you, baby. I want to allow you another break. Don't want to leave you, lady. I want to allow you another break. I just gotta see what kind of real good girl you're gonna make. For goodness sake, people, 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 you don't know my mind. People, people, you don't know my mind. I've got the blues about somebody, a little girl I left behind. How can I do right? When you won't do right yourself. How can I do right? When you won't do right yourself. True, then I love you, lady, but you're wasting your time with someone else. Matt Murphy. Thank you. Now you may go to the country, or some faraway place. You know you're gonna get lucky most any old place. Oh, but you're gonna need my help, lady. You're gonna need my help one day. Please quit your sinning. Little girl, stop your evil way.
Support for WIXR comes from Mempho Presents, featuring the Outlaw Tour 10th Anniversary Show at Radiance Amphitheater on Friday, June 27th, featuring Willie Nelson and Family, Bob Dylan, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, and Trampled by Turtles. Tickets and more information at memphopresents.com.
Hey, we're back here. Let me backtrack and tell you what I got before we get to our guest in the house now. But we played Memphis Slim. I think that's all we played that set. No, we started off with Cedric Burnside from Ibis Tryon, The World Can Be So Cold Outside. I was reading about Cedric when I was reading about Southern Avenue recently in one of the papers. And so I pulled this record back out. Ton of fun. Recorded over there at Royal in South Memphis. And then Memphis Slim with Matt Guitar Murphy doing People You Don't Know My Mind. And now, people you're going to know our minds, because I'm going to reintroduce our monthly occasional guest, David Less, back in the studio with us to bring unheard recordings. Should we call our little segment Echoes in the Room? We don't have to decide now.
We can call it anything you
want to call it. Come on. Oh, wait a minute. It's not you, David. It's not you. It's me.
Operator error.
And there we go.
Operator error.
You're in the right spot. I'm not.
All right. We can call it anything. Echoes in the Room, whatever you want.
We're going to plug our show first, and then we'll come back and plug it again. David and I are hosting an occasional series based on the fun we've been having doing this occasional segment. This series is at Memphis Listening Lab. The next one in the irregular scheduling is Thursday night coming up, two nights away. Tell us about it, David.
Well, I mean, the idea is that Robert and I have a lot of stuff that that we don't release, that we play for each other, and you got to come to our house if you want to hear it, and you can't all come to our house. You know, nobody
you can,
comes.
You can come to David's, but not mine.
Yeah, you know, you're not coming. but it's stuff that a lot of things I recorded. Sort of the backstory is when I started doing the Beale Street Music Festivals in 1979, that was the year after the infamous plug-pulling incident.
Mm-hmm.
Where, Mudboy. Yeah, they pulled the plug on Mudboy and Alex Chilton because they thought it was not deemed family-friendly.
Salacious.
And I booked the next year, which was my first year. I was invited to start booking the festival with David Evans and Harry Winfield and the great Emerson Abel. Emerson would book a jazz stage, and David would book blues, and Harry would book gospel. And then it all culminated. I had the big stage, I guess. They called it the main stage, and I could book out of anything I wanted, just Memphis music. I booked Jim Dickinson, who, of course, they had booked Mudboy. And when they found out that Jim Dickinson was ostensibly Mudboy, but he was not going to book Mudboy. It was Lee Baker and Jim. I don't think Sid was going to play, and Jimmy wasn't going to play. But it was not Mudboy. It was a Jim Dickinson set. and I wasn't doing it to rub their face in it or anything like that. But I thought Jim ought to play. We had a rule that it was all Memphis music. It was we defined Memphis music as within a 50-mile radius of Memphis, mm-hmm. and you either had to be from Memphis or a significant part of your career had to come from Memphis, or you had to have played with John Coltrane when you were 20 years old. Those were the rules, because we did book McCoy Tyner. But other than that, you had to do that. And so so I booked Jim and signed a contract with him. And Martha Ellen Maxwell, who was a symphony head, you know, mm-hmm. And was the head of Memphis in May, the executive director of Memphis in May. The word came down to her from the people who were on the board who had actually pulled the plug. Nope, he doesn't play. You got to cancel the contract. And I went to Martha Ellen and I said, no, you got to talk to him. He's not a villain. He's a professional musician who's made a career here, and he's, you know, he ought to be on the stage. So before you make this decision, talk to him. And she did. Am I rambling too much? I'm sorry. I'm taking up all your time.
It's all right. Go ahead. But we want to hear about the how you got the recordings as well.
Well, that's what this aim is. There. That's where this is heading. So anyway, long story short, way too late for that. But but so at any rate, Martha Ellen talked to Jim and became convinced that yes, he should be on the stage, and she went to bat against her board and she held the booking with Jim and Furry, and she became a champion of Memphis music, and really was a person who really understood it and got it, mm-hmm. in a way that no one else around there did. But as a result of that, I began giving cassette tapes to my sound engineers and recording these my shows, because I did not want anyone to come back and say, it's hot as truck out here, you know, or it's, you know, that they would misunderstand what people were saying on the stage,
uh-huh.
or that these incidents would be misinterpreted. And so I wanted proof that, in fact, what they said was what they said and that there was no disparity. So these recordings existed solely for my protection. And since no one was paid, they were paid to perform and not to record.
Mm-hmm.
I never allowed them to be out.
Mm-hmm.
They were strictly for that. And now that I've turned 73 years old 2 days ago.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. I thought, you know, I've played these for very few people at my home. I thought, you know, these are pretty historic recordings at this point. They're 50 years old or so, and they're important people. And I will play them for people now. But I'm not going to allow them to be streamed, because people can take them then and make money off of them, and I'm not going to allow them other recorded versions of them to exist in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to hear them, you know, come to the Listening Lab on Thursday night. And you
7 p.m.
Them. Yeah, 7 p.m. And we'll play them for you. But
come have a hang, come chill,
come
and,
have a hang.
We'll hear some music.
And you'll hear some music, and you'll even be able to make requests. I'll have a list, and you can request specific songs. It's going to be very informal.
Now, you've brought a taste of the kind of thing we'll hear.
Yeah.
What do you got queued up for us?
Well, this is Coco Taylor from the 1982 Beale Street Festival. And it's, you can have my husband, but please don't take my man. It's kind of an example of something that we might do.
Okay, good. Coco Taylor from Bartlett, I believe, right?
Coco?
Coco's from Bartlett or Raleigh. John Shaw and I were having this out. I thought it was Raleigh, and he convinced me it was Bartlett.
Oh, I thought she was from Whiteville, in Tipton County, but
here we go. Oh, let's see now. What track number was it on this?
I want to say
seven. That's right,
yeah.
That's right. Here we go.
You can have my husband, but please don't mess with my man. You can have my husband, but please don't mess with my man. Telling all you women I want you all to understand. You can have my husband, but please don't mess with my man. You can
mess with my man.
Amazing, I gotta say.
Yeah. She was she had not been back in town for a long time. A lot of these artists, until we started doing these Beale Street festivals, had just not had an opportunity to be back. And Bruce Iglauer, I think she was signed to Bruce at that time. I'm sure she was, because she stayed signed to Bruce until she died, I think.
That's Alligator Records.
Yeah, Alligator Records. And I tried to... I met Bruce when he first started his label, he is, of course, he's not dead, you know, Bruce is still alive, but it's become quite a large, you know, label now, but it was a real small, tiny, independent label when he, as I said, when it was playing, when he first started, he used to sell records just like they used to, out of the trunk of his car.
Yeah.
And during his Memphis stop, he'd come and sleep on my couch. He didn't have any money. So Bruce and I have been friends for quite a long time. And I used to book the Memphis acts, Sun Seals. I've got, Sun played the festival.
He was great, too.
Oh, he was amazing, yeah. He was from Osceola. James Cotton played the festival.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were quite a few Memphis groups and acts that had not been back in forever, and you know, came back. You know, I've got some recordings of Albert King that we'll play
Thursday night.
Thursday night, if people request it, if anyone's interested in Albert King.
That was, I can picture that performance by Albert King.
Well, you know, Albert always had a thing where he would fire the drummer. That was part of his act, I think. But Albert was so great. I mean, he was fantastic. On that festival, on that particular festival, the Beale Street Festival, of course, the sound was terrible. You know, the live sound was terrible, but that's part of the festival experience, I think. And I remember he stopped at one point. He'd always yell at the sound man and fire the drummer. And one particular night, he just stopped in the middle of a song. And before he fired the drummer, he yelled at the sound man. And he said, "Okay, we're going to get this right." He said, "Okay." So he'd go to each microphone and he'd say, "Dis the bass drum." He'd tap the mic, "Dis the bass drum," like he's yelling at the sound man.
Yeah.
And he'd say, "Dis the bass guitar." And he'd just go through every mic on the stage.
Man.
And just humiliate the sound man, you know. And then he said, "Okay, you got all that?" You know, and Albert was a big man.
He was.
You know, and then he'd start playing it, man. He was just searing. He was so good. But the secret to Albert was he was really smart, and he was really a nice guy. I mean, he was very nice, and he was really a very smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he kept it secret.
So we will be playing more recordings like that one on Thursday night, this coming up, two nights from now, at the Memphis Listening Lab in Crosstown Concourse, 7 p.m. show, free admission, settle back in the comfy seating and enjoy the pretty sounds coming from their beautiful speakers.
Right, and we hope you're there. We hope that you will make requests. We'll let you know what we have, and it's going to be as interactive as it's like being in our house.
Yeah, it was really fun last time we did it with John Snyder, and we look forward to doing it again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Good to see you. We'll see you again in a month or so. I thought I would go to, have you ever seen this these Jim Dickinson compilations? Jim kind of had a bunch of recordings too, and so then he started putting them out. Things he'd collected. This is the volume 3, Delta Experimental Products, Jim Dickinson Field Recordings. Let's go to Sleepy John Estes doing Floating Bridge. Now, sometimes these aren't numbered correctly. So hopefully this one is Sleepy John Estes, Floating Bridge. Sounds like it is.
Now I know. We'll forget that floating bridge. Now I know we'll forget that floating bridge. Now I know we'll forget that floating bridge. Tell me 5 minutes time, I know what I'll do. Now when I go and down, I go to my hand. Now when I'm and down, I go to my. Now when I'm go and down, I go to my hand. Please. Take me on dry land. Now they kept me in the house and they laid me cross. Now they kept the house, and the ladies all the bit. Me in the house and the lady me cross the place, but a gown had muddy water I had drank. Now they dry me all and they laid me in the bed. Now they dry me all. Laying me in the bed. Now it's me all in the lead. Me in the lead. I can hear nothing but muddy water run through my head. Now the people on the bridge screaming and crying.
Thank you.
my. It's sad but true. It's coming to the end of my show. Always a surprise when it comes around so fast. Time flies when you're having fun at the Idle Hour. That was Gus Cannon right there, believe it or not. From the Delta Experimental Projects with Jim Dickinson. On a CD called On the Road Again. No, I take it back. That one was not from Jim. That one was from Gene. That was from the Blues Vault record. And it was Sleepy John Estes from Jim's recording prior to that. I'm going to get out of here. Going to get out with two more, probably. This Jimmy Inc record stayed in my bag. Taking it as a sign he wants to be played again this week, so gonna do it. Jimmy with Linda Heck, and after that, it's wedding season and people be getting married now. And I had this song in my head, the name so similar to the wedding I went to a week or two ago. Sending out celebrations to all the brides and grooms out there this month and every month. That's going to be from the Silos, Mare's Getting Married. Let's hear Jimmy Inc first. And Linda Heck. And Doug and McClure and them. Spake it on it.